morning, all my wonder women and all my wonder men. Good morning, my kings and queens. Good morning, good morning.
Need a posse on. Posse, come on. Never knew being a female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. It's a double blessing for me always. Everybody tuning in, make sure that you write where you're tuning in from so I can shout your country, your state. I love my worldwide audience and the support that I get all the time. So everybody know what today is, right? Okay, so if you don't know, it's April 1st. April 1st is usually considered April Fool's Day. So I wanted to talk about today, of course, out of all topics, what are we going to discuss today? Don't be nobody's fool. Don't be nobody's fool, you know. We're always doing things for others, and then we feel foolish because we do things for others, not really doing it for them. We do it for us. And then when we don't get nothing in return, right? Then we're upset or we're feeling some sort of way. Why is that? That's because in the beginning, you really wasn't doing it for them. You was doing it for you. So when that happens, we feel foolish because it's not about us. It's not always about us, right? And when you do something for somebody, you're supposed to do with nothing in exchange and in return. You're supposed to do it wholeheartedly, like do this for this person. And don't expect nothing in return. But we do. We're creatures of bad habits. We tap into our flesh a lot, right? Right? But we have to remember that when we do things or when we say we're going to do something for somebody, it should be selfishly. It shouldn't be about what I'm going to get in return or what I'm going to get in exchange. Yes, it's a new day, Johnny. It's a new day. Morning, morning. Yes. Joy comes in the morning. And so God lets us know joy comes in the morning. That's why when I'm stressing going through stuff, man, I go to bed because I know in the morning he has some joy for me. So today we're talking about April 1st, April Fool's Day. What has been the biggest April Fool's, I guess, joke or stuff that has ever been done to you? I've had some stuff done, like from saying that someone's in jail. And my friend called me, told me that he was in prison. And if he wasn't, for the ladies, everybody's pregnant today, right? For some reason, I don't know, always on April Fool, every woman's first thing is, I'm pregnant. Okay, because that's like the easiest thing, and that's not something you can really confirm at the moment. what has been the biggest thing I'm thinking about that people have done, have played April Fool jokes on me? I think pretty much that, the prison stuff and all that. Good morning, Manny. Good morning. Good morning. How are you, bro? God bless you. So, I'm talking about the April Fool stuff, like, you know, like what the pranks are, whatever, not to glorify April 1st as April Fool's Day, but just simply, like, when you know better, you do better, right? And at the time, I used to wait for April Fool because I used to have my tricks and my jokes and all that ready, right? April Fool, we got to get somebody. I got to get somebody. Good morning, Miss CEO, Miss Adu. Welcome, welcome, Mo. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Lush. Blessings, blessings. So before I used to... like I said, I used to plot and be like, which is going to be the good April Fool's joke, whatever, that I'm going to do this and that. And then as I started learning, like, why would I have enjoyment in fooling people? I don't want to be nobody's fool, right? Like, so I'm going to read what Mark wrote. So Mark said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Matthew 6:1-4. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. And the reason why Mark posted that is because I was saying that we often do things for people but really have an agenda. Right? We don't really do it to kind of do it from the heart. Sometimes we do, but not all the time. For the most part, we don't, right? And then we get upset and wonder, and we start feeling, I did this for this person. If you did it for that person, then you did it and that's it. You shouldn't feel foolish if you did something wholeheartedly. Now, if you did something with and wanting something in return, that's where you feel the foolishness. You feel me? Hey, Iris, good morning. Good morning, Iris. So Johnny says, fool for God. People called me crazy for sharing the good news at an early age. You know, I just started sharing the good news. I'm only in 3 years sharing good news. But God puts us and aligns us, right? His time is of perfection. So he aligns us and puts us where we need to be at the right time that we need to be. So 3 years ago, he decided I needed to be in certain places where he needed me. And that's what I've been doing. Thank God. Thank you for him chasing me. Good morning, Maritza. Good morning, mi reina. Good morning. So thank God for him chasing me and leaving the 99 and just chasing the one. I'm telling you. So don't be nobody's fool, right? And the way you don't be nobody's fool is by doing things correctly, by doing things without an agenda, especially when you're called to, like when you're going to help people and do something for people. Don't do it because it's popular. Don't do it because you're bored and have nothing else to do. Do it because you wholeheartedly want to help somebody, because you generally want to help somebody, because when you do things, and I don't want to seem repetitive, but I think today, I don't know, I feel like I need to repeat this for some reason. Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, sis. Good morning, Queen Salute. I feel I need to be repetitive for some reason today. So just to remind people of certain things, right? And we forget. We become people's fools sometimes because we become codependent to people. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but we could become codependent, or we want to be the superhero, the Wonder Woman, or the Superman. We want to be the savior. We want to swoop in and erase people's problems and all that. Listen, you can't do that. You can't do that. Only a fool would think that they can swoop in and fix people's problems. Only God can do that. Only God can do it, and only when you truly ask, truly surrender, and like, Lord, you deal with it, is the only time that that things will go a little more smoothly. Don't be nobody's fool. Don't bend over backwards for people that ain't doing it for you. And I'm careful when I say that, because I'm specifically talking to the women that are broken and the women that are going through domestic violence. When there's violence involved, right, don't be nobody's fool. Do not think that you can fix that man or that woman, right? Because men get abused too. Do not feel like you can fix that person, or if you love them more, or if you tolerate what they're doing to you a little better, or if you give them money, or if you forgive them because they're crying and they have tears in their eyes and they are sorry. They're sorry because they slapped you or beat you or hit you. Don't be nobody's fool. And that's the, and in that term, is that's what I use. That's when I, that's the only time and the only term that I use, you know, don't do for them what they ain't doing for you. When it's violent, when it has to do with your safety, right, or bodily harm, yeah, you have to think that way. You have to be selfish enough to fall back and step down and step away for your safety, children's safety, your family's safety. Now, as a Christian, we will be people's fools. I know, right? That sounds crazy, but it is realistic. We will be people's fools to a certain degree, because God doesn't call us to be nobody's fools. And people think that they will be fooling us, but we're just doing what our Father's calling us to do, right? They can think all they want that they're fooling us. At the end of the day, they got to respond to a hierarchy. At the end of the day, what you do here in this world, you got to respond back to, especially to our Father that claims it all the time. You're not going to get away with much if you think you're fooling some people, or if you think you're fooling God. You're a fool if that's what you think. So today, April Fool, right? That's what we're talking about. Not being nobody's fool. Being careful of how we really support people and help people, right? Because a lot of people have come to me and be like, oh, I helped this person, and I feel like a fool. I feel like a fool because I helped that person. And my next question to that is, did you help them to help them, or did you help them because you had an agenda? Did you help them because you thought if they changed, they would be better towards you, or you have financial gain about it? Like, what was your gain in helping them for you to feel foolish, right? You only feel foolish when you're helping somebody and you have a secret agenda that has nothing to do with really helping them, right? So today we're talking about it. April Fool. Ain't nobody want to be nobody's fool, right? We all like, oh, we need respect. Don't fool me. Don't mess with me, especially those that grew up in the concrete jungle or tough areas or with tough families, or you have family members that are like, oh, suck it up and be a man or be a woman. Don't be a wuss. Don't cry. You're supposed to be this and that, right? Don't be nobody's fool. But we got to be careful with that too, because then we lose our sensitivity for people and for people's pain, right, and what people are going through. And so I'm creating this balance right now of course, being a Christian and how you're supposed to love on people regardless, right, and not judge them. But people that are harmful to you, you're not judging them, but you don't have to be nobody's fool either. You can pray for them from a distance, right? And you can give it up to God, like, hey, Lord, I can't handle this right now, and I'm not going to stand here and get these black eyes because he claims he loves me, or he claims he's going to change, or she's going to change, or she claims she loves me, however it fits in your life. You can pray for people from a distance. You ain't got to be all up in it, harming yourself, right? Emotionally, mentally, physically. You don't have to be nobody's fool. And nobody has to be your fool either. I wouldn't want to be with nobody that's a fool, you know? I need somebody that's strong, that's going to guide me or lead me or help me, right? Again, I'm talking about it because today is the day. But prayer is the only thing that changes things. Prayer changes things. So praying for people from a safe distance, not being nobody's fool or no doormat or no floor mat. And I'm specifically talking about people going through violence and dealing with violence in their lives. If you're seeing this right now, and you're in that category, or you feel that category, or you feel familiar with what I'm telling you, take heed to what I'm saying for your safety. Take heed to what I'm saying. Don't be nobody's fool. Don't be nobody's fool. Why are you going to be somebody's fool is what I'm saying. Why? What's the outcome to that? What is the outcome to that? Being somebody's fool, being somebody's doormat. Man, listen, it begins with loving self. You got to love yourself. You got to really, really love yourself. I don't know about you, but I love me some me. I love me some me. And I'm careful, right, in loving some me. I'm careful that in loving some me, I'm not foolish about it. Right? So I can love me, not to the point of being self-centered, but I love me in a way to protect myself and not be nobody's fool. You don't have to be nobody's fool, but you can still love on people, you can still help people, you can still extend your hand and love. Man, shout out to all those that are tuning in through lushradioonline.net, those that are watching me live through Emma E2K on my Facebook, Emma E2K, and on my Instagram, Emma E2K, and on Twitter, I think I'm on. I'm on a couple of channels right now. So how you doing? How's everybody? However you can tune in. If you're at work, I appreciate you tuning in because you can keep your headphones on and you can just call in. To the number 213-943-3705. And you can tune in through there and listen to the show, listen to the topic, listen to the music that we got going on. And if anybody want to call in, you can call in the same number, 213-943-3705. You can call to chime in on the topic, or you can just listen in. Like I said, if you are at work, thank you, I appreciate it that you're tuning in and you're listening or you're watching. I appreciate you. I appreciate my audience. Without my audience, Lush wouldn't let me have this show every week. So thank you, Lush, because I know she's tuned in. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, how are you? Good morning. Welcome, welcome, queens. Welcome, welcome, ladies that are here, and gentlemen, kings that are also watching, that are nobody's fool. Just because you love, you don't have to be a fool about it. People think, oh, well, you know, when you're in love and you need to be a fool. Who? What? What? I don't know about all that. I can love you, and I don't have to be a fool for you. I can love you and not be foolish about my love. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, queen. Hi, Loida. Good morning. Good morning, sis. Good morning. How are you? So that term, fool for love, I never really appreciated that because I never felt that you had to be a fool to love somebody. When I love you, I don't want to feel foolish. I don't want to think that I'm a fool because I love, right? We're talking about fools today on April Fool's Day. How are you? How's everybody doing? Everybody on my IG, how you doing? And everybody on my Facebook, how you doing? How's everybody? Thank you for tuning in. So I don't want to, again, it's April Fool's Day. And you don't have to be a fool to love, to do for others. And when I say foolish, again, I'm talking about the people that are dealing with like domestic violence or any violence in their life, coming from their spouse, their loved one, even a family member, because domestic violence is also, you know, it could be anyone in your family. It don't necessarily have to be just a spouse or the person you're with or sleeping with or your husband, your wife. It can be a coworker. It can be, like, you got to be real careful with how this domestic violence thing works, you know? Right, we don't want to be nobody's fool. Girl, talk about it. Hey, Marcus, how you doing? Marcus is on the IG. Peace, King, on the IG. That's what I'm talking about. I hate the term a fool for love. Because why we gotta be a fool when we love, right? I mean, even though we act a little foolish sometimes, but we don't gotta be like a complete joker's fool. Hola. So I'm gonna go into my phone lines real quick and see who wants to chime in on this topic. Let's go. 240, good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K, please.
What's up? What's poppin', Emma? It's Lush. What's poppin'? Oh.
Hey, Lush, how are you? So I was telling the people that I'm appreciative that everybody's tuning in, and they tune in from, like, all over, because if not, you won't let me have the show. Tell them.
Well, I mean, I'm happy that they love you and they're tuning in and definitely supporting what you're doing. Unfortunately, I wanted to call in because, you know, I mean, I think you might have seen it too. Unfortunately, breaking news, Nipsey Hussle, you know, apparently was shot outside of a store. And, you know, they said that he was fighting for his life and he ends up dying. But there's a whole bunch to that story. Apparently, he was working on a documentary about Dr. Sebi, who found out all these different research on how to, you know, live longer, how to heal things, which had crippled the pharmaceutical companies. And there's a lot of theories and things about that, you know. He was also working to kind of work on gang violence, talking to the actual LAPD on how they can curb gang violence, because there hasn't been any gang violence in years over there in L.A. So he wanted to see how he can build the community, because Nipsey Hussle was not only a rapper, he was also a philanthropist, and he was working on tech and how to bring the community together. So it's really saddened about that situation. April Fool's Day, I've always been a kid. I used to call people and prank them, you know, because I was crazy like that. But, you know, as I get older, it's like, come on, you know. I get worried. I have anxiety. So don't come pranking me, because I don't got time for it, you know. I do not have time for it. I ain't trying to have no heart attack. Just do not play with me on April Fool's Day. But as you were talking about domestic and being a fool, I have to admit I was a fool for love. I was in a domestic violence in my prior marriage. And, I mean, I loved them. And, you know, especially sometimes with culture, you know, they say you got to be the good wife, you got to do all this stuff. And, you know, and you realize, no, you're killing yourself.
Submissive, which people confuse what submissive and really being a good wife means.
Mm-hmm.
Submissive is not a maid. Come on now. Just saying. Hey, Ben, how are you? Hey, Yvonne, good morning. Good morning, Yvonne.
It's crazy, but you know what? I think that, you know, no matter if you're in a bad relationship, you know when enough is enough. You know, and you need to go. You know what I'm saying? There's no individual that's worth your life. There's no individual that's worth your sanity. There's no individual that's worth your peace, you know? And don't be a fool for love, because it's not worth it.
But you know what happens to a lot of us women? We feel we can, we're the savior. We feel we can change it. We feel if we leave, oh, my God, bendito, nobody is going to, you know, nobody's going to help him, but nobody's going to do what I can do for him. And nobody, listen, just the way he found you, he will find somebody else. Believe me.
Facts.
Believe me.
Facts.
Believe me. You know, like, I know you want to feel like the savior and, oh, my God, but he cried and he's sorry and he's never going to do it again, or she's never going to do it again. They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. It's going to just be worse. If you're going to get more tied up and you're going to have more bruises. I mean, come on now. We need to really open our eyes and see, like, you need to know that you don't have to be nobody's fool, because if somebody really loves you, they're going to make you feel royalty, not like a fool. Right?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Come on.
Love is not supposed to hurt. I don't care what nobody says. You might make a little bit of sacrifices here and there, but love is not supposed to hurt, you know, and you're not supposed to die from love, you know? Love is a two-way street. It's not just one-sided, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to talk about definitely this topic today, just being perfect and falling on April Fool's, because, you know, I remember, too, when I was younger, and I used to already have it planned, boy. I had a list of people I was going to prank, and the key one, the main one that us women, we always run to is like, I'm pregnant. Like, what? I'm pregnant. What? Like, yeah, I'm pregnant. Like, why? I said that, like, I don't know how many times I used that one. I don't know why. But when you know better, you do better, right? And then you got to be careful. You don't want to be scaring people like Lush and she have a stroke or something. Like, that ain't falling on me. I'm not doing it. I'm not calling you today. and people are calling me today. I'm not even answering today, April Fool. I'm sorry. You have to text me. Text me.
Don't answer.
I'm not answering today because I already started something, so I already know. People are going to be like, oh, word, you're not going to be nobody's fool. Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't think so. Iris says, create awareness abuse can also be emotional and physical and psychological. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to be careful psychologically, because that's really where it stems from. It stems from us not dealing with something in our past. Usually it's daddy issues or just things that happened to us in our younger years that we haven't dealt with, that we bring with us in our relationships. So, yeah, so definitely I agree with you, and this is why I constantly create awareness, because it has so much to do with what we think it doesn't have nothing to do with, right? Because people are like, oh, you're in a relationship, they're beating you up, why don't you just leave? Because it's more than that, because you're already, your psyche is already been attacked. You're emotionally already probably beat up and drained. You know, you've been convinced of so many things, of unworthiness and all that. So by that time, you're just so caught in. You're just so wrapped up that you don't even know from left to right. You just know just to stay and just to endure and tolerate it and take it. So when we create these awarenesses and we bring it to light, and people can identify, like, oh, wow, yeah, that's how I feel. Oh, wow, that's happened to me. Oh, wow, you know? And so this is why we do awareness. So when people can connect, like, okay, all right, so this is domestic violence? Oh, I thought this just happened in every relationship. Well, no, it's not supposed to. It is wrong, you know? It is not right. And just because you get accustomed to a certain behavior doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. Exactly. It's just that you may not have known. But that's why we're here, to create this awareness, to talk about it. Because if you don't talk about
as Americans, being in America, sometimes, you know, we don't even appreciate some of the freedoms that we have as women here. We have the choice to say no. We have the choice to walk away. We have the choice to say, we don't want this anymore. While you're overseas in certain areas or different cultures where you can't even sit at the table. You have to be a slave. You know, you can't even talk. You can't even have any right on how to raise your child. You know, you can't put on makeup. You can't wear what you want to wear. Like, there's so many rules and regulations of just being a woman. We have the right to say no. We have the right to say that we want better in life. You deserve better. You deserve to be loved. Right.
We're one of the richest people in the world. And, you know, like, I've heard that before, but, like, last Sunday when I was in church, you know, my pastor talked about that, talked about how rich that we really are. And everybody right away thought, oh, we're rich spiritually. And he was like, no, we're rich, because in most of the countries, you know, people are worried about what they're going to eat. Forget about them going into a closet and deciding what they're going to wear and putting makeup and doing all, and getting in a vehicle, being in, having AC or heat in your home, having a home. You know, like we complain about we don't have this, we don't have that, and there's people that just, listen, if you give them a fistful of rice, they're sharing that with their whole town or whatever, because they'll eat two or three grains a day, and we waste food. We get stuffed and just throw food away and just, you know. So we're one of the richest countries, and we have the ability to praise and worship without getting accused or in jail or murdered. Like, we can pray, we can do whatever we like. We're so free to do what we want. It's ridiculous, you know, because around the world, that's why they're so like, oh my God, I want to be an American, I want to go to America, because they feel here they can do whatever they want. And for the most part, we can. So you can say no to things that you don't agree with. You can.
Exactly.
You can. You have the power to do that. You have the power to do that. And if you don't, man, connect with somebody that does have the power. Because there's plenty of people that will stand by you and walk with you through whatever it is that you're going through right now. I'm telling you. So Iris says, yeah, there's people that live on the tin roofs. Yeah, literally. Yeah, absolutely. Forget about under the tin roofs. What about just on cardboard box and nothing over it? How about that? Because that's the reality of things. That's the reality of things all around the world. Like, even the homeless people here in America have it better than the people out there. Because, you know, when you're homeless, you can panhandle. People give you money. People give you food. You can go in a bus stop or in a train station or sleep in a bus. Or, you know, you still have options. Over there, there are no options. There are no options in other countries. So Don't be a fool, man. Just don't be a fool for nobody. Don't be nobody's fool. Don't be nobody's fool. Since you got anything else to chime in on that?
It's just, you know, just I mean, I know y'all tired of hearing this joint. We're living our best life. You know, you just gotta live your own best life. As I get older, I realize that it's not the amount of money, the amount of things that I do. It's just the quality of life that I feel is precious, you know. And
yeah.
No man, no woman is going to take my joy away. I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm dating. I don't care if it's a friend, family member. Too many people drain you and leak you, you know, and then you're left with nothing. Like, that becomes stress. You don't need anything. And then we have to – the thing is, knowing people is power, right? But if you know oneself, that's true enlightenment. Because we so much try to find ourselves in other people, but we truly don't understand ourselves.
Right.
And that's when you start your woken stuff, understanding yourself.
And not only that, just also surrounding yourself around the right people. Because you can be around 1,000 people that don't even know where they're going, who they are, right? And can't support you. They can't support themselves. And I don't mean support monetary, financial. I mean, they can't support you spiritually, emotionally. They can't do that for you. For themselves, they can't do it for you. So you have to, it goes back to picking who you are, who you have in your village. Shout out to On the Rocks Entertainment. Who your village, who's around you, Mac357, shout out to him. And shout out to my godmother who's on here, Bendicion, all the way from Puerto Rico. I'm telling you, we have the worldwide audience, no joke. But you have to pick your village, people. You have to really see who you around, who's pouring into you, who you pouring into. Because if somebody's just pouring into you just to take and make you a fool, come on, nope. This is what we're talking about today. Don't be nobody's fool emotionally, even in business, like in everything. You don't have to be nobody's fool. You don't have to be nobody's fool. I'm telling you, you don't. I'm telling you, you don't. You have to take back the reins, like, because God didn't design you to be nobody's fool. God didn't design you to be his fool. He's the creator. How about that? Elohim. He didn't say be my fool. He said, be my child, prosper. That's what, come on now. So if the highest of the highest, right, the king of all kings, don't want us to be a fool, how are we a fool to the average Joe? I mean, think about it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
We can't be nobody's fool. We just can't be nobody's fool. We got to stop that. Like, really stop that. Like, really dig into ourselves and see what we want, right? We really are, most of us are walking kind of sleeping. I mean, if you really want to go there, and a lot of people don't want to go there.
Wow.
Our people don't want to go there. Yeah. Our people don't want to go there, but sometimes you have to, because if you keep walking blind, then you wonder why you have all these lumps and bumps, because you keep bumping into everything because you are not with your eyes open. You're just walking in blindness, walking in the dark. Listen, I don't know about you, but I was called to be the light in the dark. So everywhere I go, I got to light it up. Light it up. If you can't take my light, throw on the shades. That's what I'm saying. Throw them shades when I step in the building, because I'm gonna bring this light. God said, be light in the darkness. And so that's what I pray always to be, this light in people's darkness, man, because enough is enough. Other people gave me light when I was walking in dark. And I was tired of bumping into things, you know, bumping my toe and having bumps on my forehead and all, because I'm just bumping into it. You're breaking a nail because I can't see where I'm going. No, that's it. No, I want to see where I'm going. I ain't trying to bump into nothing. Hurting myself for what? For what? Like that, I can see what's coming and be prepared for it and be aware. And then not only that, but warn everybody behind me. Like, hey, be careful, because coming up is this and is that. That's why we need light, not only for ourselves, but to warn those that are coming behind us, you know, sharing it. It's all about sharing that.
I have this quote, and I got a quote that I wanted to share with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times we're afraid, right? So I said, it says, I used to be afraid of the dark until I learned that I'm the light and the dark is afraid of me. So sometimes you got to become the light or know that you're the light.
Yo, repeat that. Yo, say that again, please.
I used to be afraid of the dark until I learned that I am the light and the dark is afraid of me.
Mm-hmm. Wherever there is light, the dark has to flee. Wherever there is light, the dark has to flee. So if you are light in the dark is not going to overpower light ever, ever. Come on now. Come with it. That's right. Iris says, Lord, give me light. That's right. We got to act for light. Lord, let us be this light in the darkness, because darkness can't overpower light. It just can't. Sorry, boo. Try all you want. You can't do it. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to be able to do it. So
also,
be that dark.
Also, tell them to pray for discernment also. And pray for discernment.
Absolutely.
They can see some of these crazy fools out here before they engage. For real.
Come on. And some of them are the crazy fools, and they need to be like, hey, what am I doing? Some of them, listen, come on now. Like, so I talk to my women that are in this domestic violence struggle, whatever, but I talk to my men too, that are the ones that pick up their hands to strike. Come on now. You got to be that light in the dark. You can't let the darkness overpower you. Like, the man was called to lead the woman. And then this is where some men go off like, oh, well, she's supposed to do what I say because I'm the leader and I'm the master and I'm the pause, son. Before she is to follow you, you have to be a great leader, a great provider. You can't just lead her while she's working and paying all the bills, boo. Like, come on, let's do things all the way right. People just want to take whatever they want to take out of that and be like, oh, well, I could tell her what to do with her money because, you know, I'm supposed to lead. You're supposed to lead by showing her how you out there working, how you out there paying the bills, right? How you out there providing, how you out there feeding and pouring into her and being supportive. Come on now. And leading her with love. Just not smacking her around. Oh, well, I smacked her because she didn't do what I, excuse me? Because she's supposed to lead you. You're supposed to have her lead. You're supposed to lead her through love. God said to love her, right? To love her as a church.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And so how are you picking up your hands to strike? I'm not supportive of that. Good morning, Gilly. Good morning. I see you. Hey, Grande, what's going on? Thank you for tuning in. Today we're talking about don't be nobody's fool. Don't be nobody's fool. If people are not treating you well, man, if your health has anything to do with it, or your safety, or your mental capacity, anything that anybody that comes to hinder any of that, it is not good. All they want you is as a fool. Because anybody that doesn't want you as a fool is going to love on you, support you, strengthen you, you know, push you out there. Like, be that light, like, hey, come on, girl, you got it. Hey, come on, king, you know, get this going. Right? Don't be nobody's fool. And today, skip the lead by example. Come on, Iris. Iris said lead by example. That's right. So you as a man, as a leader, you want me to follow you, then be that example. Because everything you do, then that's what I'm going to look at. Oh, you want to fight and you want to demand and you want to whatever. So that's what I'm going to, that's what you're teaching me to do. But if you come at me with love, like, hey, let's do this as a team. We are a team. We can do this together. We can build this empire together. man, there's nothing that I wouldn't do not to be part of that team or build that empire. As opposed to
Definitely.
Go ahead and build it, go build it, go do this, and I'll be right behind you. What? I thought you were leading. How are you behind me? You're supposed to be the first one. Right?
But sis,
you're
that,
telling
but,
me.
But what I'm saying, sis, I'm saying that, you know, we gotta pour love, man. Like one thing this world
yes.
right now was missing is that love. We so bitter. We so angry. We got so
yes.
much generational trauma from past.
Yes.
You got little kids that's angry. They don't even know that's past generational trauma that they don't even
yeah.
know about. You know,
yeah.
people are angry.
Absolutely.
People are bitter. People want so much and they're looking for something else, but all of the answers are inside of you. We got to pour love into ourselves and into people. And even if they hate us or they don't like us, some people are dealing with their own turmoil and we got to love them from afar, but you got to pour that love. We are missing love
yeah.
and it needs to come
yeah.
back, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. You know, love is the key. Love is always the key. God is love. God is love. God
Amen.
Is love.
Amen.
So wherever there's
Amen.
Love, God is there. Wherever there's love, God is there. So, you know, I try my best. Now, let me tell you something. It's not the easiest thing to love somebody that just it's loveless. You know what I mean? It's not, man, there's people that are hard to love. Come on now.
Yep,
man,
yep,
there's people
yep.
that are hard to
Speak
love.
Speak on it. Speak on
but,
it.
It doesn't mean that it's not doable and it's not possible. You could still love on those people that are just, you know, that you just like wondering, like, what can I love about this person? What you can love about that person. No, listen, you know, I keep it 100. What you could love about that person is that person right there is a child of God, just like you. That's it.
Amen.
That's all that person.
Amen.
That's the path that person needs. That's it. That person is a child of God. So if you're special to God, that person right there is just as special. Yeah, I know some. I suck sometimes. I'm like, what? Nah, it can't be. This person is heinous and whatever and just wrong all the way and whatever, but who am I to judge? God loves that person just like God loves me. So sometimes, and this is what I've learned to do, when I can't love somebody with my love, I borrow God's love. I'm like, Lord, I'm going to love him with your love because right now with my love, I can't do it. And he understands. He's like, okay, cool. Just as long as you're sending him some love. What up, Sam Diggity? What's going on, Sam Digger? From the BX. BX is in the building. So sometimes we have to borrow God's love if we can't love somebody ourselves just so we don't feel a fool or just so we don't be nobody's fool. It's okay to love with God's love. God, listen, God got so much love that he's got enough to spare around. So if you can't love somebody with your own love, because some people are difficult, I'm telling you, oof, Lord, I know y'all know a lot of difficult people. there's a lot of difficult people. And us as life coaches, right, Lush and I, we're life coaches, and we deal with people on a day-to-day. Like, we're in people's lives. Like, we're doing life with people. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing, but what gets us through is that we love on them regardless. We love on them because we see where they're at in life, and we know that
Amen.
We have to pour this immense of love into them so they can be where they need to be, you know? So, again, it's not impossible. It's hard, but don't give up on nobody. Continue to love them, man. Continue to love people, even the foolish ones. We all know a lot of foolish people. They need, oof, Lord Jesus, help me. But they need love. We got to love on them. We got to love on them. Because at one time they weren't a fool, and another time they won't be a fool if we just love on them enough, you know? So, yeah. Thank you for all those hearts that I'm getting on the IG. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Iris. Thank you. So Iris says, they say if you build it, they will come. Absolutely. Like, so I used to use that before when I used to do parties and clubs. I'm like, listen, if we create the party, people will come, right? But it stems to the same idea. If you build it, they shall come. Oh, my God. So, yes, thank you. She so Iris says that I'm a builder. Thank you. God bless you, too. So I'm just using the tools that God has given me, you know. I use the platform that Lush has blessed me with, which is lushradioonline.net. And I'm able to have an amazing international audience that comes in and wants to be motivated and wants to be a motivator and wants to motivate others. Because just because you're a motivator doesn't mean you can't listen to other people that motivate. I know I need my dosage of motivation, even though I'm a motivator. There's other people that I need to pour into me so I can continue to motivate. It's not easy, girl. It's just like a doctor. A doctor can't cure themselves. A doctor got to go see another doctor. The only thing that with that doctor, you can seek a better professional doctor because you already know the language and you already know the industry, right? So,
sis, I want to ask you a question. Through your years, I mean, because a lot of people, some people are new and some people have been here for a minute, but yo, Emma has done remarkable work as a philanthropist, as a business owner, as a queen, as a healer. Emma took people off the street, dressed them, fed them, gave them houses, you know, helped people that have been incarcerated, changed their lives. You know, she's helped, women that have been in shelters. She has spoken to children in high schools. She's taken on a lot to definitely help her community for them to do better. She's changed people's life on hope. And I mean, she's fed so many people. I mean, several years ago, we were able to give like almost 700 kids Christmas toys, and then doing her give thanks dinners for homeless people and needy families. Through your life of giving and changing lives and stuff, what thing have you learned about life or yourself through your journey, Emma?
Oh my God. So before I used to think that, I didn't know God always had a hand on me, let's just say. But before I used to think that I was just doing things because I felt I wanted to do things for people. I never really truly knew why. It was always down in my gut. Like I've always been a giver. Even when I was in the street or whatever, I was always a giver. I was always into giving. I wanted to always give. I don't know why. I just had this thing to give. I just didn't know, you know, so when you know better, you do better. And when I started knowing exactly all the stuff that I had and what I really had to give, which was love, hope, right, peace, understanding, when I started understanding how those key elements and giving that to people and pouring that into people really help more than me buying them an actual gift, like from the store, right? Because I buy a gift from the store. Yeah, oh my God, it's cute, it's nice. 2 or 3 years later, what happened to the gift? Oh, I don't know, whatever. But if I share peace, if I share love with somebody, 30 years later, that person still, you know, resonates from that love. As other of my friends have come and told me, you know, friends that I have for 30 plus years, 20 years, 10 years, they're like, man, Emma, I'll never forget the love that you show me, that you gave me. And that lasts way more. Those gifts last way more than anything I would buy, you know, that I would buy in the store. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still buy things from the store. But for things that I want to that's what I've learned. Like, that's more valuable than even that. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, everybody wants to receive a gift here and there. But that, you know, that means a lot more. And I don't go around telling everybody what I do because, you know, that's in the Bible. For your right hand not to know what your left hand is doing. And for you to do things and let God, only God see it. God has seen everything I've done. I mean, my list of things I've done is like, we can be here for a couple hours. But I'm not saying it exactly to sound boastful. I'm just saying it to say that God has blessed me because of that. Because, yes, there's some things that I will share because it's important to share. But I'm not going to go around and say every spit of thing and everyone that I help, because and then that's not pleasing to God. So he's seen everything, and because he's seen everything and because he knows my heart, that's why I continue to be blessed, you know. It has nothing to do with me per se that I'm his favorite. Well, I am his favorite, but you're his favorite too. You know, we're all his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're all his favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes, there's things that I do that I, of course, I'll share with other people because it's important to share. But not everything you have to share. There's things that you can do, and there's things that you will do in your life that you're not going to mention because it's not about mentioning. It's really about how God used you or is using you at that moment. So I'm just grateful, sis. I'm grateful that he has, you know, chased me. He has picked a wretch like me and allows me to, you know, do his work. I'm doing kingdom business, and, man, I'm just so grateful that he has changed my life around, because if I would have continued living the life I was living, I don't know if I would be here. I really don't know, you know. But because of his mercy, I am here. Because of his grace, I am here. But grace with truth, right? So we have grace, but we got to speak that truth. Come on now. We got to speak that truth. And that's what I'm grateful for you, that you've given me the platform to always speak my truth and to share the truth, and without not putting tape on my mouth, without now telling me, well, Emma, don't speak about that, or you shouldn't talk about this, or you just like, you say whatever you want. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for you also being a vessel to allowing me this platform. That's a big media platform, having my own radio show where I can, you know, speak my truth and you know, support people and motivate people. And because this, you know, motivating people is not that popular. Like gossiping and bringing down people, now that's, I probably would have had a million people watching or listening or whatever. But you know what? I'm happy with my couple thousands. I need millions. Good morning, Goya. Good morning, Peace King. Good morning. Good morning.
I think it's
sis.
A little bit more than a couple of thousands. That, you know, you're just being modest though. But you know, but I mean, she has a lot of listeners internationally, worldwide. And not only, like, you know, Emma, you know, I do shows during the week with Emma Man's basically the internet radio side. And I do the red carpet side and stuff. So, I mean, combined, and also with our website, we have traffic on all sides of the platform. We have people hitting up internationally. Like, Lush Radio has gone through so many different transformations. It's been crazy. we started off doing Lush Radio, gospel, techno, our regular shows, Street Queens, Emma on the Spot. Then we did Emma Motivational Mondays. How to Not
Friday. And then
Friday.
It was real talk. Remember the real talk? Real talk where everybody's okay.
Oh, yeah. Then we did real talk.
You know, if you think about it, I'm actually combining real talk as well in this show, because we talk real stuff here as well. So.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? Because when I see all these
Goya says he remembers all the shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have somebody that's been tuning in for a while now.
Wow. Yeah, we had so many different shows, and we had special guests and different people that used to do shows on here. What was I going to say? Not to knock shows that are out there on TV and stuff, but we were the first original, like, round table of women talk before anybody was doing it. Honestly,
come on, please.
I'm gonna claim that. I don't care if anybody. We were before the real. We were before the View. We were before all of those shows.
We ain't nobody's fool. We had Street Queens,
the movement where we talked about impactful issues that faced our community and the world. We went inside prisons. We did detective journalism. You know, we did all kinds of stuff, and we connected real people with celebrities to talk about major issues. We did it first, and I claimed it, and I could pull the records for that. So I'm just saying it.
Yes, go ahead. We ain't nobody fooling. Come on. So, Iris, thank you, Iris. says she sees my glow. Well, what you see is the God in me is what you're really looking at. That's the light.
The God,
you know,
in
that's God
me.
God. That's what keeps me youth and young spirited. You know, a lot of people, that's why it's hard for people to be like, what? They can't really guess my age. And Lush, don't you open your mouth. We ain't going to talk about it. But I'm just saying that that's why people be like, oh, so you must be 32, 35. Yeah, that's how old I am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Lila, what's going on, Miss Green? How are you? Queen salute. Queen salute to you, sis, and everything that you're doing out there in New York City. Especially for the women, domestic violence movement. Lila Green has Hunks for Hopes. Hopes for Hunks? Which one? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. My apologies. I'm saying it wrong. But I believe I have the calendar up there, too. So she does this calendar with these hunks, and it's for hopes. And so when you buy the calendar, the money goes to domestic violence organizations that she helps out. So, yeah, shout out to Lila Green. Make sure you follow her. That's a queen sis that's also doing a work out here. So I think we're getting close to the hour, and I'm probably about to share. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, we're already in the hour. We're going to be a little couple of minutes over, but I wanted to share, like always, every Monday, my devotional with everybody. So I'm going into my April Fool. Hi, everybody on IG. I'm going to share my devotional. And, you know, I got to put my glasses on because I can't see. Don't judge me. It has nothing to do with my age. It just has to do, I used to read in the dark at night. I'm a reader. I love to read. My mother used to be like, don't be reading when there's no light. Okay, Mommy, I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to you. Pay attention to your mother, people. All right, so April Fool, a shining example. When we accept the gift of Christ's salvation, we can be assured that we will live for eternity with our Father in heaven. There is nothing that we can do by our actions alone that ensures a place for us, but that doesn't mean the buck stops there. Though not a requirement for admittance through the pearly gates, a life lived doing good deeds is something every Christ follower should seek to attain. As Christians, we are an extension of the Lord during our time on earth. Non-believers will be quick to point out our hypocrisy. Let's not give them any reason to do so. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Be a shining example of his love so others can see how a life with Christ is a beautiful one. What is different about your life? Can others see that you love Christ by the choices you are making? Woo! I'm telling you. I never read my devotionals on Monday ahead of time. I always read them on the air, and it's always right on time. That's what he does. God is always right on time. That right there, what I read, just embodied this whole show. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to drop the mic. Boom. That's it. Because that's it. That's it. It's going to be said. After his word, that's it. Thank you, everybody, for your support, for your love, for tuning in. LushRadioOnline.net. We're here every Monday. Every Monday from 9 to 10. And sometimes we go even a little over. Sometimes I go from 9 to 10:30 because I got the greatest boss in the world. My boss lady, she let me do whatever I want up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for putting her in my life and letting her give me this platform that I can say and do mostly everything that I want. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, that's been tuning in from work. I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us. God bless you. Remember that prayer changes things, man. Prayer changes things. It changes lives. It changes hearts. And it just makes you love one another as we should be loving each other. So until the next time, same bat channel, same bat time. Peace, everybody.